This was the chapel organ. It came from Beatrice. And date on this one, I think, is 1895.
It was almost by accident that Norm Porath found out about antique pump organs. His wife's niece stumbled onto an old broken-down one in a vacant farmhouse just before Thanksgiving of last year.
She wanted to know if we wanted. Of course, you know, hey, I got nothing to do. I'm 81 years old. What else does a guy do, besides occasional substitute preaching?
That's all it took. Porath was hooked. Now his comfortably cluttered workshop is littered with pump organs and pump organ parts. He knows all about bellows, stop knobs, stock boards, where the sub bass is, and the all-important metal reeds that help the organ make sound. They each have to be carefully cleaned.
I think the main thing that we have that causes trouble is little things that get sucked in and are laying on the reed. And they, you know, the reed won't speak when it's got stuff laying on it. That's what we need to clean up. The bellows and the reeds.
These organs don't plug into a wall socket for power. They make music using the pumping action of a pedal, the bellows, and stops that activate the reeds.
That's called the sub-bass box. Now, the next one is...
Porath didn't know much at all about pump organs or how they work before he started his first project. If he had questions, he went to the internet for answers. What he couldn't find, he learned on his own.
Somebody who wants to work on a project like this, you got to remember how it came apart. You know, because, hey, all of these things were assembled, and they were assembled from parts. You know, you just got to remember the order. It's sort of like disassembling an auto engine. If you disassemble it, it's a piece of cake to put it back together, as long as you do it right. Got some work to do there.
He can clean and restore a pump organ to working order in a couple of weeks. He's on his sixth project, and there are more lined up after that.
They come out of the woodwork in terms of, I've got one, you know, you want it. Because otherwise, a lot of these instruments are simply headed for the landfill. I don't want that ever to happen. You know, I'll keep on taking them until I'm done. And of course, at 81, that might not be too many years away.
I would like to really get that thing back a little there. That's where it belongs.
When he was a preacher, Porath crafted sermons. Now he's crafting homemade parts and restoring instruments that are more than 100 years old. He's got 13 grandchildren and hopes some of them are interested in taking a few of the pump organs into their own homes eventually. If not, well, he's still having fun.
Hey, it's the top of the chart. You know, when I get done with these, you know, I'm going to look for more. You know, or maybe I'll find a different project. Maybe I'll fix lawnmowers. But for now, this is the thing that I really, really get a kick out of.
For Porath, practice makes perfect. He's getting better at taking these organs apart and knowing what needs to be fixed to make them sound good again. He's patient and takes his time. Even though this is a hobby, he's serious about it, but not too serious.
I work at trying to do it better each time I work on one, and things are getting better, you know, except sometimes it doesn't.
Just up the hill from his workshop, one of the old organs has found a spot in the corner of his living room. His wife Kathy fills their home with music, a fitting tribute to a hobby that has extended the lives of instruments that still have a lot to give. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.